Picture a stage full of people, choirs of children and adults, rows of musicians, four soloists, and a conductor, all performing a piece of music. Here, the real star of Voice of the Lake is Lake Erie. The piece is all about the beauty of the lake and the people who use it for recreation and commerce. But there's more. A polluted past, toxic algae blooms, and contaminated sediment being dumped into the lake. Composer Margaret Brower started working on the piece a couple of years ago.
I read in the Cleveland Plain Dealer about all the issues, the algae, and then the big conflict about whether to dump the dredged bottom of the Cuyahoga River into the lake. And so I started thinking it would make a great musical drama.
She even uses testimony from public hearings on the dredging of the Cuyahoga River. That includes a statement from Congresswoman Marsha Fudge, who represents Greater Cleveland. Angela Mitchell performed the soprano role in Sunday's premiere. She describes a part of the piece known as the public hearing.
At one point, the tenor comes in and is acting as the Army Corps of Engineers person.
Don't think about the swimmers. Don't think about the drinking water. Don't think about the fish. Put the dredged river bottom in the lake. In the lake.
And the soprano comes back saying, no, we need to care for this natural resource. We cannot just keep dumping this dredged river bottom in the lake. It's going to have real consequences.
In reality, that drama is over, for now. A federal judge has ordered the Corps of Engineers to place dredged sediment into containers instead of the lake. But there's still the issue of cleaning up decades of pollution and stopping new pollution. Brower tackles this with a visual presentation. As the instrumental ensemble plays, projected images show the effects of pollution. Shut down beaches, slimy-looking green algae, brown water traveling to a sewer. But the video also shows efforts to reduce pollution. A photo shows neighborhoods building rain gardens to slow the flow of water into sewers, rivers, and lakes. There's a slide about the region's new storage tunnels that limit sewer overflows during storms. And there's a photo of a farm that uses techniques to reduce soil erosion and improve water quality. The piece ends with a sunrise on the lake, birds singing and the children's choir wondering if the water will be clean enough to swim. Conductor Domenico Boyajan says Voice of the Lake is a way for classical music and its fans to help restore Lake Erie.
Everyone has their own way of being able to approach the situation. Either watch where you throw your plastic, or don't pollute the river if you're a corporation, or let's write a piece about and let people know what's going on.
Right now, the piece stands as an oratorio, which is kind of like a staged reading or a concert. There are no costumes, props, or sets. But Brower initially imagined the piece as an opera, and still might write it as one. She also wants to see the piece performed elsewhere.
There are lakes with this very similar problems in other parts of the country and also in China. So, I mean, you know, there's always a hope that this might get some performances many places.
For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.